Welcome to This is Bliss. My name is Arlana, and I will be your host as we explore the path of walking along our highest soul's journey. One of my greatest realizations that have come from being so focused on a project or multi-focused on multi-projects is that when I do get time to relax and consider my downtime after a long day, is that as soon as I release the focus, I feel bombarded with new information and all of the challenges and the things that I had set aside during that time, things I had suppressed or set on the back burner while being present in my current project, come to the surface. Sometimes it takes some real quiet time before moving on to deal with these other daily items. Well, at least if they need my complete attention anyways. Have you ever just worked on the surface, multitasking away, and then at the end of the day, you can barely even remember what it was you were so busy with? This is something that is all too common in today's world. Even if you've not been so absorbed in a major project, your mind is often filled with endless chatter, trying to deal with all the input coming at you from several sources. I have done another talk on how to access the quiet time for more ways to find peace that may be beneficial to you as well. Sometimes I am busy from morning till evening with very little time to just let my mind unravel. I have noticed that by the time I head to bed, often my mind has still not filtered out all that it was trying to process throughout the day. Although my body is tired, my mind doesn't seem to want to sleep. It's not even an option. The development of an evening routine to give myself some quiet time to deal with any leftover information or problems that need my attention has become key to teaching my body and mind that time for rest is on the agenda, so I am able to move to it with purpose and intention. This time of quiet reflection on the day also gives my mind and body the clues that it's time to relax and let go. If there are challenges that cannot be dealt with immediately, then it's okay to ask your mind to release that until tomorrow, when you have time to deal with it properly. Perhaps write it down with the intention of release. When it is time for rest, I purposefully slow my breathing, listening to whatever messages I am hearing, feeling, or sensing from my body. Soft music or nature sounds will help you to slow your natural body rhythms and allow you to relax. Incorporating this into your bedtime routine can be very beneficial to help quiet the chatter, which will make it easier for you to get sleep and to fall asleep and to be rested when you go to bed at night. Thank you for joining me here today. I look forward to sharing more insights with you in the coming days. Look for me on social media as Arlana Insights and the podcast This is Bliss. Please share and follow. Blessings and namaste.